Listen up, this is only going to take a minute. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. My goal is to provide practical and simple content entrepreneurs can use to increase the value of their business. My hope is that you'd be entertained and encouraged because let's face it, being an entrepreneur, it's not always easy. Sometimes it helps to discover what others are doing. So thanks for hanging out and let's get to it. What do you do if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner and you hear all the hype around being creative, being innovative, being a market leader, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you say, look, I just can't do it. That's not me. I'm a left brain person. I don't have a good right brain. I don't have enough people in my business that can help me really do all of those things. So I'm totally okay being in second place. Well, what do you do though if you don't want to be in second place, but as an owner or an entrepreneur, you can't figure out what the next big thing is? Well, I think it's a simple answer. I think it's borrow from another company. I mean, let's face it, there aren't really any great ideas that haven't been done before, right? Every idea is usually an iteration off of a different idea. There's nothing new under the sun. We've seen everything. It just takes different shapes and forms. Fortune had an article yesterday about Volvo, and the headline reads, Volvo's new Polestar is a shot across the bows of Tesla and BMW. Now, I don't know if I'm saying that right. Polestar seems a little suspect. Anyway, the idea is, believe it or not, that Volvo has got this vehicle that is aimed, let's just say here, is aiming electrical cars are fun to drive sweet spot that Tesla has dominated. So that's the market that Volvo's trying to get into. These really rad electric, yes, I said rad, electric and hybrids that people love to drive. And there's like this spot in the marketplace right now that Tesla owns that Volvo thinks they can disrupt. And a couple of other little pieces that they're doing is they're ditching the dealership because Tesla does not have a dealership network. They can only order online. They'll be available on a subscription basis, believe it or not. You're not going to have to put down any money. And the idea is that Tesla really showed that there was an opportunity somewhere. A lot of the other car companies are trying to figure out how to maximize on it. Volvo's taking a stab at trying to do it themselves. And you should read the article because it's really interesting. So I'll put the link in the show notes. But it really just reminded me that for all of the talking I do about being creative and being innovative and trying to be a leader in a niche, I mean, if you've listened to my content long enough, you know that's what I believe. I believe that you add value to customer, you add to the extent that you can create an amazing customer experience that is deemed to be valuable by your customer, that you're going to be a market leader and you're going to end up earning higher margins and be more profitable than your competitors and quite frankly be given more opportunity. So when I saw this article, I thought, well, what about all the entrepreneurs and business owners out there that just simply are not that creative or don't consider themselves to be that creative? Or maybe they run a really solid business and they say, you know what, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm suggesting at some point, whatever you have will be broken because that's the very nature of business, that companies do iterate. Competition seems to be the mechanism that forces companies to figure out how to do a better job delivering their product or service. So if you're lost at how to be the leader in doing that, then take a look around in the marketplace and see what other people are doing. Copy their ideas, but make them your own. So that's the big takeaway from today. Copy the ideas, but make them your own. And recognize that every business is copying an idea from somewhere, right? I mean, nothing is new under the sun. So you shouldn't feel guilty. You shouldn't like, oh man, I can't do that. We're gonna look like this or we're gonna look like that. No, the truth is you can take the idea, but you can make it your own. You can brand it your own. You can put your own experience around it. If you look at what Volvo is doing, they're putting their cars out on a subscription basis. So they're trying to iterate off of a concept that Tesla has proven, or rather a marketplace that Tesla has proven, and now they're going into that marketplace and they're going to try to add value their way. And maybe they'll be successful, maybe they won't. I'm not really sure, but that's the exciting part. So if you're sitting listening to this and you're thinking, man, I just don't know how to do something better than what we're doing now, or let me put something else on the table. Maybe you're not sure it's going to work. So interesting, if you read this article with Volvo, they're trying this strategy that they're employing with the pollster, Polestar, is they're gonna, it's not gonna, it's gonna parallel their existing business. So it's not even going to damage the existing market that they already operate in. So they get to go test the market, they get to go figure out how to do this. And if you stand back for a minute and say, well, why would they do that? And it's because the electric car market, it's gonna take a decade or more for that market to really develop out, to replace every single vehicle that's on the road right now, to put the infrastructure in place for those vehicles. I mean, that takes a long, long time. And Elon Musk actually has a pretty great way in which he explains what's going to happen in the electrical car market. But why is Volvo doing this? Well, if it's going to take that much time, then you might as well get started sooner rather than later in staking some of the ground that you want your company to have. So in your business, if you're not paying attention to the trends that are happening in your market, maybe look at some other marketplaces. Maybe if you're in the professional services business, you don't want to look at, you know, other accounting firms or other law firms or other real estate agents. Really what you want to look at is, what are other companies doing completely? Like a business completely unrelated to your service, what are they doing? And then from that, try to extrapolate some ideas that might be applicable to your business, because then it's something that you can claim as your own, and you could probably get a lot of leverage off of. Well, it's okay to look at what your competition is doing. You can copy their ideas, you can borrow their ideas. If you don't think your competition is doing anything terribly interesting, then don't look at your competition, and instead look into entirely different marketplaces that are generating a lot of profit, and try to figure out, why are they doing it? And if that's a little bit too difficult, then to simplify it even more, you can look at the great companies. You can look at Apple. You know, why are people buying and paying such huge dollars for the iPhone or for any of the devices that Apple makes? What is it about their retail strategy that really works? What is it about their ability to service customers and their Genius Bar that really works? And so you can take a look at really big companies, just if you wanted to see what's going on, and do it with a critical eye, so that you can see, well, what can we borrow for our business? What can we make our own? And start there. So don't lose heart. If you're an entrepreneur and you happen to not be that creative or that brilliant, but you're really good at the product or service that you deliver and you need some inspiration, oftentimes being able to borrow an idea from another business or from another company or from another market and making it your own can often be the beginnings of something really, really great. So that's what I've got for you today. Thanks for watching here on YouTube. Thanks for listening on the podcast. Make sure to subscribe and make sure to put your comments in, because it would be great to hear from you. And make sure to let other entrepreneurs and business owners know that this content is worth paying attention to, because it gives you the little shot that you need to be able to grow your business or fix it if that happens to be the case. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode.